here we are. Are we on your tour bus?
This isn't my bus. This is probably nicer than mine. This is my manager's bus.
Oh, your manager has a pretty nice bus.
Well, she manages Luke, too. That's probably why she's got it. So but no, it's awesome. Glad. Welcome to the bus, man. Glad to be back in town.
Welcome to be back in Boston.
Yes.
And we're psyched to be here when you just dropped new music, Drinking Hours. That's going to be the song of the summer for me for every party, if you haven't heard it yet.
It starts now. Yeah, it's already time. So we're brand new song, new down home sessions, something I do. This is the fifth year, just wanting to give the fans new music. These are always songs that I wrote that I haven't had a chance to put on an album, or some of them are a couple months old, some of them are 3 years old. But as a songwriter, you want to put out as much as you can, and hopefully everybody.
Have you ever released any of them as a single off one of the EPs?
That's not yet, but I've honestly felt like there's been a couple singles on these things that I, and this one right here.
Drinking
Hours,
man,
wait till the next one. The next one's something I'm kind of battling right now, maybe saving it for the album or putting it out. But with the way music is today, I think it's possible to put a single off of this if we ever wanted to, but just the way everything's going.
So. What if you did that? Like, what if, because it's the way that it's now like a single world and
I know,
ways,
exactly.
Some people love albums or whatever. That's great. I love that they still make them. But what if you put a song out every single month forever?
Trying to do that with this, with three studio albums. Now this is the fifth EP. In just 5 or 6 years, that's a lot of music, but that's just how it is. Literally my third album just came out August last year, so it hadn't been that long, but everybody's already, and even a year old, and people are wanting new music. But I think in today's world, you gotta give it to them.
And
especially,
plus you spoiled them, man. Like, you did it for so many times that every year we get more
music. And I know the past 2 years, last year almost didn't do it. I was like, man, but this is for the fans. This is for my fan club, the Down Home Crew. I gotta do it. And this year, it's a different timing. Usually we kind of do it at the end of the year and do a tour around it, but we're like, hey, we're on a pretty big tour right now. Might as well just put it out. And it's summer, and my whole theme for this EP is no sad songs for Cole this summer.
Oh really?
Yeah, we're gonna have some fun with this
one.
Right.
So the next one coming is gonna be another party jam.
It might not be this much of a party jam, but it's steamy. I like it. It's a good one. It's all positive things. So,
can you give us a song title?
It's called All Nighter, which is probably what I'm pulling tonight. So.
Love You Too Late. I saw that you were doing on your YouTube page, Misconnections.
Oh boy,
we do a bit on our morning show called Misconnections, where people try to get back in touch. It's pretty much like the Craigslist thing.
Yeah, exactly.
What was your favorite Misconnections that you had? Because you had some pretty, dirty ones.
Yeah, I know. It's uncomfortable, but they don't show them to me until I read them. So
didn't know until you're reading them.
No,
so those are real reactions.
Absolutely.
When you were like,
oh yeah, that's why I think it was funny, because it was like
during the second one, you couldn't even finish it. You're just like, I believe.
I can't deal with this, people, because I'm like, everybody's asking, is this real? I'm like, hey, I didn't make it up. But my favorite one, I think, was the guy that was in his kayak going to get a beer in the middle of Hurricane Katrina. I think he was rolled up in a bar with a girl, and this girl wrote, I guess, a post saying that she loved his mullet, and he had a beer, didn't have a shirt on, in a kayak, just strolling around the streets of New Orleans. So that was, there's a bunch of good ones, but that
pushed.
One was one of my favorite. Yes, yes, yeah.
My favorite one for you was the guy, I think it was a girl, who was looking for a guy who had broke into her house.
Oh my God, that was one of the first ones. That was hilarious. I literally lost my mind just thinking about that, because the guy, he was like, maybe next time we can be... I don't know what he said, but it was hilarious.
She said, please don't break into my house again.
Yes.
But if you're looking for, love interest, I would love to go
whatever,
out.
Whatever, yeah. Love to maybe meet you under normal circumstances. So, yeah.
Luke Bryan has said that, since you've gone on tour with him a whole bunch of times, he thinks this might be the last time, so he's kind of cherishing it. Do you agree?
I don't know. I kind of said that when we were talking about it. I'd always wanted, he took me out on my first tour, and I've always wanted to have kind of a big reunion, and this summer it just kind of worked out where... it's perfect. But I said this is kind of our last hoorah, but I don't know. We're having so much fun the first several weekends that it might not be. Might have to do it again in several years. I don't know. But it's been a blast, man, and just being out here with him and John is fun. We got Brett here tonight, too, so it'll be a fun night.
You excited to play Gillette Stadium?
Oh, my gosh. This is literally about parked right here where we're sitting is where I wrote You Should Be Here, and that's one of my favorite stories to tell when I'm around here, because that's, one of the most important songs I'll probably ever put out.
How'd you get hit with that while you're here? How does that come around?
Honestly, the songwriter, Ashley Gorley, his kid was back home, and one of his daughters, and he was inside while everybody was sound checking. He took a picture of the stadium, like a show in a football stadium, and sent his daughter that said, "You should be here." And he's like, I had this idea. And immediately when he told me that, I was thinking about my dad, and just, man, who would have known it? it turned into what it did, but it's a special song, and to be able to play it right here at the venue I wrote it, man, that's, I think I always have a special connection right here with this area. Just
I love that you have
like,
you come up with so many special songs. We were talking about it, like, that touch you, that hit you.
She's going to hear John
do
right
it
now
up.
So yeah, no, you're good, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see you out there.
It's all
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you also have the party jams too. I love your balance. Like that's
and
great.
But that's why I love getting to, you know, make albums or put out, you know, songs, because you kind of get to cover all of it. My career started with, I think, some fun songs, and then it gave me a chance. I had people's attention to release some stuff a little deeper. But like I said, I love doing both of them. I mean, it's those moments. You should be here. Break up in the end. That I need those moments in my show. But we get them right back rocking with another one right after those. So.
Cool. Cole Swindell, thank you very much. Hanging out. Have a great show.
Good to be here, bro. Thank you so
much. Thanks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.